ועל כן צורך להיועס מילו קודם התפילה. Now we'll understand also why first has to be the circumcision and then the immersion in the mikvah. Ki yefsher lekabel ha'oras hanekuda kiyem al yedei hamila. Because it is impossible for the person to be able to receive the neshama or to receive that light that they want to beam into him without first having had the bris milah. Ki hanekuda shoyre bimkoim bris shalom kamuva sham b'mayim ratam tiyuli ayin sham. Because Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran Torah Lama Dalet quotes the Zohar HaKadosh and the Arizal who say that the nekuda rests in the place of the bris shalom. That's where that nekuda, this, the exceptional holiness of a Jew, the exceptional, the unique holiness of a Jew that sets him apart from the non-Jews is shoyra by the bris shalom. That's where it is. Ki ha'orlo hu bechinas cherpa, because that foreskin that covers the bris is referred to in the Torah as shame, as something shameful. Bechinas ki cherpa hilanu, as the pasuk says, it's a shame for when the sons of Yaakov Avinu said to Shechem, when Shechem wanted to marry Dina, he had first taken her forcibly, and then he said, now he wants to marry her. They said, impossible unless you first go through circumcision. They said, ki cherpo hilono, because it would be an insult to us to have you marry her without you first going through circumcision. So we see that the orlo is referred to as cherpa, busha, which is the opposite of the holiness, the purest level of holiness, which is referred to as the bris. Shezeo b'chinas pegam hanaku. I'm sorry, b'chinas cherpa shovra libi. The pasuk says in Tehillim that cherpa breaks my heart, destroys my heart, chas v'shalom. Shezeo b'chinas pegam hanakuda. That's the concept of the nakuda being made defective, messed up, chas v'shalom. Ayin sham, look over there in Torah Lamed Dalet in the Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this and explains it very, very thoroughly. V'alkein, and therefore, mitchilo kishohoyo akum orlo orel, in the beginning, when this person was a non-Jew, and they were not circumcised, ki kol hagoyim arelim, because the non-Jews are referred to as arelim, because they don't have bris milah. K'moy shomru b'mishnah, as the Mishnah says, when the Mishnah refers to non-Jews, very often it refers to them by this term, arelim. Ki yenikas hashivim umois humi shviras kelim, because we know that the source from which the 70 nations draw their light, draw their power, is from the breakage of the vessels, from the shviras kelim, shemishom achizas haklipois. That's what made it possible for the klipois, the husks, to be able to draw light, shehu bechinas orla, and that's all associated with orla, bechinas cherpa, which is synonymous with shame. V'alkein, and therefore, kisheroitza likones bedas Yisrael, when he wants to join the Jewish religion, tzorich mila, step one is the circumcision, kedei lohosir acherpa, to remove that shame, to remove that negativity, that negative energy, kedei lohitzioi min bechinas hashvira, to take him out of that breakage, venizgale bechinas bris sholem, and when we remove the orla, we reveal the bris, that's called bris sholem. Last week's parsha, Parshas Pinchas, hineni noisein loy es brisi sholem. The bris in Sifrei Kabbalah is referred to as bris sholem. Sheshom shoyre eitzel Yisroel oyer hanekuda. That's where, by a Jew, there shines the light of the nekuda. The light of the neshama shines most brightly by the bris kodesh. And that's why the Yetzirah fights that more than anything. That's why the Yetzirah wants nothing more than for a Jew to make a mistake, to commit sins in the area of Shmiras HaBris, because he knows that's the thing that's going to affect the neshama the most. Lahavdil, it's like when a person's sick and they give him antibiotics, and then when they're more sick, they say, giving this to you orally is a joke. you're in such a state of sickness, we have to give it to you intravenous, because we have to get, we want to make the antibiotic go straight to where that infection is, Rahman al-Islam. Lahavdil. Here, when we talk about this bris shalom, that's the place, that's the place that affects the neshama most directly. Everything affects the neshama. What you hear, what you listen to, what you eat, what everything. But the bris is the closest and most powerful connection to the neshama, both in positive and negative. That's why we said many times, the Zohar Kodesh says, man tzadik, man denotar bris. Who is called tzadik? One who keeps the bris. Because that's the most critical thing. Vazai mekabel oyer hanekuda min abesin shel shloshi Yisrael and boida b'maykanal. So first he undergoes the circumcision. Then that bris shalom is revealed. Then while he's still in the water, then he goes into the water. And while he's in the water, he receives that light of the nekuda from the bezin of three. Vazai nischadesh mamish. And then he becomes a completely new person. Dahinu sheyoytzei mebechinas shvira lebechinas tikun. He exits completely the category of shvira, the category of breakage, broken, klipois, sitrachra, and he enters into the state of tikun. Tikun means perfection or rectification. Shezel bechinas bria chadosha mamish kiyadua. That's the concept of a completely new creation, as is known. That when the Sifrei Kabbalah uses terminology bria chadosha, new, it means when we take something out of the category of shvira and bring it into the category of tikun. We know, interestingly, that we happen to be right now. We said today is Rosh Chodesh Av, the beginning of the 9 days, which are culminated with and climaxed with Tisha B'Av, when we recite this unique section of the Torah called Kinois. Kinois is lamentation, you know, where we express our deep sorrow and regret for the greatest destruction of all, the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Yerushalayim was destroyed, Eretz Yisrael was destroyed. You know, the Jews were driven out of Eretz Yisrael completely, Rahman al-Islam. That's the major shvira, the ultimate shvira. And we show that we acknowledge that, we recognize that by reciting these kinois. What is kinois? Kinois is the opposite of tikkun. The word tikkun, when the letters are rearranged, becomes kinois, showing that we acknowledge that we are in this state of, we're broken. As a result, if you read the stories in the Gemara of the sins that were perpetrated, all the things that led up to the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, it was all tied into this. The lack of shalom, the lack of shmirah sabris, all of these things is what led to this. And we believe and we hope that by the reading of Kinois and by trying to correct all of this, by showing that we recognize how sad, how deficient we are, and that we want to receive the light of Hashem. We want to receive that nekuda. We want to repair our distance from the tzaddikim. Part of what caused all of that was the fact that the Yidden drifted away from the tzaddikim. It says in Echa, Vayu Malivim b'malachi elikim, they insulted the heavenly angels, meaning the tzaddikim. By fixing all of that, we hope to go from the category of Shvira to Tikkun, from the category of the Shivim Umais, from being exiled among the 70 nations, to be restored to Eretz Yisrael Hashlema, to the real Eretz Yisrael, when it'll be governed by Hashem, the Torah, and the true Tzadikim. That's the first halacha. Rav Nosendal says, Hilchas Geirim halacha beis, behilchas avodim halacha beis ois tes. The second discussion on this, we just had earlier, in the previous halacha, Hilchas Avodim and halacha tes. There, Rav Nosenzal spoke about the fact that a non-Jewish slave, an Eved Kanani, in order for him to take on his place in Klal Yisrael, where he obligates himself to all the mitzvahs that a woman has, he has to go through a tevila, an immersion. And there, Rav Nosenzal also introduced the topic of converts, showing how it relates to that. That's halacha beis. The next halacha, halacha gimel, is going to be the major halacha on this topic, where Rav Nosenzal bases this on a chapter on Likutei Moran, where Rabbein Elazar speaks about the topic of bringing people close to Hashem. He starts off, Mi shemeshtadel tomed lekarb ne'odom v'des Hashem's baruch. A person who strives to bring people close to Hashem, and Rabbein Elazar in that chapter in the Keturah goes in to discuss what happens when a person does that. What happens to the people, what happens to the one who's doing it, and how to relate to it. Rav Nosson Zal is going to build an incredible, incredible halacha based on that chapter on the Keturah. It's Hashem. We'll continue that in the next shiur.